It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. As we mentioned last Monday, the 6 days and 1 hour of our fall fund drive serve as a time of intense listener feedback. I begin with a special message of thanks to all who supported the station during that drive, allowing us to reach our goal of $75,000 by the end of the drive last Tuesday evening. Meanwhile, we had a note from listener Elaine in Van Leer, Kentucky, canceling her monthly contributions since she has not had access to the WEKH signal on 88.5 FM since the transmitter's failure last June. As I wrote to her, we are making progress in getting the $150,000 to $200,000 we'll need to get it back on the air, but we do not yet have a specific timeline. Here's a call we received Wednesday from Mark from Winchester.
I was listening to WEKU while the vice president was making his remarks in the Rose Garden, and it was interrupted by ad space, which I was shocked and angered that you guys would interrupt the vice president speaking at an announcement that no one knew what he was going to say.
Mark's disappointment and that of other listeners we've heard from is truly justified, and we apologize. It happened since the midday station breaks are automated, and we did not receive notice of Here and Now's coverage of the vice president's address in time to take the station out of autopilot. That situation was certainly not helped by the fact that our station fund drive had just ended the day before, and our staff, including yours truly, were not operating at maximum efficiency or energy level. We're interested in your feedback. Send it by email to weku at eku.edu or leave a voicemail at 859-622-1657, post on Facebook, or send a tweet. Then tune in for listener feedback again next Monday morning and afternoon on 88.9 WEKU.